The next patient is Betty Spearman. The last name, Sierra Papa Echo Alpha Romeo Mike Alpha November Spearman, S-P-E-A-R-M-A-N, Betty, B-E-T-T-Y. This is a clinical case of a ...76-year-old white female that ...in 2022 developed abdominal discomfort and abdominal pain that after investigation was secondary to ovarian cancer. The patient underwent the bulking of the tumor, and postoperatively the patient didn't have any complications from the surgery, except the fact that she had a folly that was left in place for about a month. The patient has been recovering progressively. She's followed by the oncologist in Lakeland, as well as Dr. Mercado, M-E-R-C-A-D-O, in the gynecologist here in Sebring, period. The information that was given by the patient stated that there was not significant elevation of the CA-125. We didn't order CA-125. We're going to add it. Prior to the surgery, the patient had adequate kidney function. Period. The patient was established with Dr. Arumugam. The patient had a chemotherapy that, according to her information, was prophylactic. When she was established with the new practitioner, Dr. Arumugam, A-R-U-M-U-G-A-N, he noticed that there was a deterioration of the kidney function. The serum creatinine went up to 1.0. Nine, and the estimated GFR is 26. The albumin creatinine ratio is within normal limits, and for that reason has been referred to this office for evaluation and follow up. The patient could have a chronic kidney disease because of the presence of the aging process, the hyperlipidemia, but most importantly, I would think that chemotherapy might be playing a role in this deterioration of the kidney function. The fact that the patient doesn't have any evidence of obstruction in the follow-up CT scans, that she hasn't had any urinary tract infections after the folly was removed, she hasn't been exposed to the antibiotics, and she's not taking non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, makes me think that chemotherapy is very important in the differential. Number, following number, the patient has a history of CA of ovary that is followed by Dr. Mercado. A following number, hyperlipidemia that has a total cholesterol of 256. The patient is going to change the diet, and we are going to repeat the evaluation, and at that time we will establish the need for the treatment, if any. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, the patient has memory impairment and depression. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks with laboratory workup.
And the ultrasound?
We have ordered the PTH, the phosphorus retroperitoneal ultrasound prior to the appointment.